Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey.
These are my confessions.
All right, so I'm not proud of this. I'm not very proud.
That's always a great way to start. Oh, my. All right, let's lock in. Some fun's about to happen.
I'm not proud of this, but I kind of wanted to see what would have happened yesterday evening had I let my 20-month-old granddaughter throw hands with another toddler.
Hey, yo.
Oh, man.
What? Damn. Are you? I wouldn't have said this out loud. Are you for real right
dirty
now?
Dirty grandpa in the building.
What?
No. Let me.
This man doing toddler fights.
Yeah, you part of the problem.
Is this confessions or not? Because let me lay it out.
You're right.
Let me lay it out.
Was it the big? Was it the big granddaughter?
The one with the long legs.
Oh man,
the
one that's
the one. Is she a kicker?
She's like long. She's 20 months old and she looks like a 3-year-old.
Yeah, no, right? But is she a kicker then?
No, like, she's not a kicker. She's the sweetest. Part of it is because I've never seen this side of her at all, ever.
Okay.
Nothing.
All right.
Like the sweetest hugs, kisses, you know, laughing and all
but
that.
But don't make her angry.
Here's the thing, Figgy. We got her one of those little bicycle things that you can use your feet to pedal yourself.
Did they call those striders?
Yeah, I can't remember whatever those are called. So we
took, it's a strider bike.
A strider bike.
Mm-hmm.
So we took her out front. And she is like top of the world, like the greatest day of my life, going up and down the sidewalk. The neighbor and their toddler, who's I think 1 month younger than her, comes out. And I was just trying to be nice. I said, hey, does Winston want to get on the bike?
You know,
his name was Winston.
Unbelievable.
I didn't use the last name.
Just letting people know.
So I pick up my granddaughter, put Winston on the bike. And she freaks out. No, no, no. And she starts squirming, trying to jump out of my arms as I'm holding her. No, no, no. And I started laughing, and Winston rode it a little bit, and their parents were like, yeah, we'll go on now. We can let Winston ride on on our walk or whatever. But part of me was like, I wonder what would have happened if I would have let her down. Would she have thrown hands with Winston?
Y'all are wild from the 8-2. What's the spread on the toddler fight? All right. Okay.
Dude, we were laughing like, Natalie, what happened? Why are you acting like that? You got to share all that good stuff. No, no.
That's right.
She looked like Kurt Russell in Tombstone. Remember when he gets in the guy in the water and just starts blasting away?
No.
I wonder what would have happened. Maybe she would have given him a hug.
I'm amazed. You really did start there. All right. I started giving you a little bit of this confession last segment. I'm concerned that I'm already doing the overlook thing with the Bears.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And I guess let me go ahead and get my wallet out, because last year I found myself doing this, or maybe not just last year, just in general, I found myself doing this with the Cowboys. And, you know, the Texans are not the Cowboys. I want that to be clear. But where you're like, I feel strongly about the pieces that we're talking about, that this game that is on paper, clearly one team is better. Yeah, we can just, this is going to be how it happens. And inevitably, as sports does, humbles you, where you're like, oh no, that game was either more difficult than it should have been, or God forbid, you end up losing a game and you're like, oh, I did that thing where I trusted too highly in my thoughts of what this team is or what have you, right? And I'm kind of concerned that I'm starting to do that, because as we mentioned, like, the defense is something to be reckoned with for these Bears. So I'm like, I feel like I'm concerned, because I don't have any fear when it comes to these Bears.
You're good. You shouldn't have any fear. You shouldn't. I think the Texans are going to go 4-0. I don't know. That's you can all.
I heard them say 6-0.
I said 5-1 at one point, but I think they're going to start 4-0. It can humble you, like you said, but you're good. Watch this. These
are my confessions. I got to confess, I had no idea the VMAs was on last night, man.
Uh-huh.
And it got me questioning, like, why in the hell are y'all coming on a random Wednesday like this, man? Mm-hmm.
That is real. I saw it happen, and I was like, huh. And my brain did not think about the fact that it's not a weekend. Like, typically, I'm used to award shows happening Sundays. Mondays.
Sundays or Mondays, yeah.
And I don't know. I guess maybe I don't care as much for it. And even when I seen some people live tweeting it, I'm still like, I'm cool, man.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm in on this.
Yeah, it's past my time. I did see, I guess, Katy Perry perform.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dang, she's still performing? Mm-hmm. So I guess it was kind of...
Wait, why'd you say that? Like, was she supposed to stop? How old is she? You said it like she was like 60-something.
Oh, no, no. I just... She haven't came out with nothing recently. Yeah. In a long time. I think the last couple things she tried to release, it didn't really hit. Mm. But I think this one was a salute to Katy Perry. Because she had a nice little... she had a strong run.
Yeah.
And but yeah, I wasn't really interested, man.
I mean, I just looked at the cuts, you know, the clips and highlights and stuff. You're right.
But we used to be glued into award shows, man. Like,
I think that
3-4 hours.
There's a lot of them, and there's only some of them that really matter. And maybe this is right. S. Dawkins on the Twitch says VMAs are not for anyone over 30.
Yeah,
that's quite possible, right? So there's some of them, like some award shows, especially the ones that you're used to seeing on like a Sunday. I'll pop it on.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah. I'm not on a Wednesday. I don't think I'm just turning in to.
Taylor Swift did well, by the way.
Did she
perform? All I saw. She won like video of the year.
Oh, that's where that one audio.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Big surprise.
Oh,
shocker.
She won something. Okay.
Shocker.
Wow. Yeah. They saying you old, Fig. I think that's what they saying. That's what it's proved by the fact that you're not watching the VMAs. Watch this. These
are my confessions. All right. So I know. Figgy's mixtape is going to get into this a little more, but Shannon Sharp had a day yesterday.
Buddy did he.
He had a day. And I got to tell you, next time I see or if I see Shannon Sharp again, I'm going to have to mention this to him. I loved the way that he owned it.
Yeah.
The way that he leaned into it. How many times have you guys told me? Because, yeah, and at first, he didn't at first. His first reaction was, oh, I've been hacked and everybody's rolling their eyes and all that. But not 100% of the time, but more times than not, 90% maybe, it's always better to lean into stuff like this. And yes, I was stupid, fall on the sword, et cetera, et cetera. And I know Figgy's going to have more for you later. But for me,
play the actual audio.
Oh no. Oh no. Somebody said, what's wrong with Shay Shay? I mean, apparently nothing, but you know, he was doing an activity that, you know, when a man and a woman love each other, that they do.
Yeah.
And he happened to
Birds
also be on
bees.
Yeah, I happened to actually also be on Instagram Live, so a lot of people heard him do the action.
But
that
here's
you do.
The other thing about it. And tell me if you don't think this is the case. There's always going to be a few outliers. But I think for the most part now, it's over. People are going to say, you know, like, okay.
Man, with the way, with the way that our news cycle works,
yeah,
there's something else to take the place very, very soon.
Yeah.
Very soon. Watch this. These are my confessions. Myself and Figgy were having a conversation earlier today because if you are watching us on the YouTube or the Twitch, you will see that I'm no longer rocking the Cam Akers. The hair is actually braided up and need to go to a barber. Fig was with me and Fig were just having a nice human-to-human conversation about barbers. And that reminded me of a stance that I believe very strongly. I believe you should cheat on your barber. And there are some. You're conflicted, aren't you?
Hey, some people cheat on their wives, but barbers is no.
You can cheat on your wife, just not your barber.
Not your barber, man.
Yeah, in some communities, that's a wild thing that what I just said. However, and Fig, I believe you will agree with me here. Your barber, when you first get that barber, they're trying to keep your business.
Of course.
They're giving you an A+ cut all the time. Barbers, like sometimes spouses,
they can get
real comfortable, and sometimes the love and affection will go down, and in that way it's the type quality of cut. Sometimes you're getting a B cut, a B minus cut,
yeah,
God forbid a C cut, and if that's happening, I say go get another barber. Like just go to another barber, and you might even go to that another barber, come back to your barber, and let them see that you've been stepping out, because they might need to step their game up to keep you as a customer. Then you get the A+.
I actually like this take.
You see,
I like this confession.
You see,
because
that's how they get you
a lot of times, and then they'll start maybe slacking a little bit.
You see it,
you know, and you're like, now I got to stay with this cat, you know,
it's good and comfortable, right? Yeah. You know the person, you understand the back and forth, all of that's cool. But if you want to make sure that A+ cut still keeps coming, when you see that slack, go ahead and step out.
And sometimes it just be the crispiness. Ain't there no
it's
more.
It's not there.
It's a little dull.
Yeah.
And sometimes you got to tell them, like, hey, get this part right here. Or when you got to do all that.
It's a lot, man.
And you leave the chair just kind of like, it's like, I don't feel like a new man.
Yeah.
You know, I don't feel like I need to run some errands right now.
I think this is a solid confession. I really do.
Yeah, that's something people don't really admit either.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, some people don't admit it, but yeah, it's definitely true.
I think there's your utility to cheat on your barber. Richard P. asked, do you cheat on in the same shop, though? That might be a little much.
No. Oh,
that's too much.
You can't well, do I that. Like her over there. Yeah, I like that too much. Guy over there.
Nah, that's too nah much. You can't do that. It's time. Like, the only time you can do that is if your barber is out and he said, hey, go to this person yeah in here. Then that's kind of keeping the money in the family a little bit. But mm-hmm nah, you can't just walk in and be like, hey, I'm going to homeboy over here and just leave your barber.
Just walk by him?
Yeah. Oh, no, I set an appointment with him. Nah, you can't right do that.
Now you causing fights in the barbershop yeah because you want to be petty? That's a lot.
Yeah, nah, they're going to be cussing and discussing that one.
Yeah, they are. Watch this. These
are my confessions. Man, I'm a little bit offended at ESPN's DJ Bienemann.
I just answered him.
Did you?
I did. Okay. but explain.
So, one of my favorite things on social media is when they tweet out throwback videos and songs that you forgot about. And one of the songs was Lil Flip, I Could Do That.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of took me down memory lane. I'm like, dang, I'm like, this song was so hard. I remember everyone playing this song when I was in seventh grade.
Yeah.
And so he responded and said seventh grade in 2000. And it didn't catch on to me that he was trying to call me old. Yeah. I thought I had my years wrong going, mm-hmm, when the song was released.
Yeah.
And I said I was in seventh grade in 2002.
Yeah.
So that's when I heard the song. So that's why I thought he was getting that. I thought he was about to say, no, that song. He was calling me old.
That's right.
You old.
That's right.
I'm like, man,
he was
brother
calling you old.
Like, and look, I don't feel offended, really.
Little offended. You kind of do. I can see that. I can see you're a little offended.
No, I feel actually flattered because he probably thought I was like his age or something like that.
Yeah.
So
No, you're offended.
Not really. I feel good when somebody called me a little old because I usually don't get that.
That's a good way of handling it.
I never get that.
Yeah.
But for the simple fact,
I had your back, Figgy.
Did you? What you say?
I just tweeted him not even a minute ago because it reminded me. I said, man, if middle school in 02 is old, guess what years I was in? Hey. And then I said, hint, FDR was not president.
Hey, yo. Hey. Oh, my God. Hey, while he talking, he probably wasn't even born when September 11th happened.
How old
so
is
he
DJ?
Ain't even got no memory of September 11th.
DJ's not that young, is he?
He probably is.
It's
he's
it's,
not. I don't. He's right around.
He was born. He's probably born in 02.
Nah, a little bit. I'm gonna say 98. 98.
Oh, yeah. He definitely don't remember September 11th. Then no, he was born in 98.
No. It's the soaring ignorance of youth. I mean, I don't know if you've seen on social media the various different pieces of content that like teams will do with their players, where they'll ask him like, what age is constituting old?
Yeah.
And the numbers that they throw out there, you're like, hey, yeah, all right, yeah, give it a couple years and you will be changing your tune.
Yeah.
But see, I'm a tell him what older people told me when I was his age. You're going to get this age pretty soon.
Oh, yeah.
It's right behind you, buddy. You're going to be this age real soon.
Somebody said, wait for the first time you called Unc, Figgy. Have you already gotten an unk?
Hey, I'm an uncle.
I mean when I say unk as opposed to uncle.
Ain't nobody called me uncle. Okay. I do kind of get offended because I used to work at a high school and people used to call me sir.
Yeah.
That used to offend me a little bit. Like, dog, I was like 26, 27 around that time. Don't call me sir.
So DJ was a senior at Louisville in 2018.
Dog, he is a kid,
he
man.
Can he drink? Wow.
Drink?
Y'all doing a lot can right he now. Drink?
Hey, my man can't even get a rental car right now, man.
Now that's true.
He can't get no rental car.
That's what, when you get cracked on, go ahead and crack back. Go ahead and tell him to stop by Avis for you.
Hey, spend $500 on insurance to get that rental car then, buddy. Because you damn sure.
Ooh, I just thought about it. His insurance in Houston has to be crazy. His car insurance? Man. Oh, my God.
Man.
Yeah.
Oh, man. My man can't go to rent. He can't go to Enterprise. That's crazy. You got to be over 27, buddy.
Shout out to DJ, though. Great piece on CJ Stroud that you should read.
Yeah.
I'm guessing you don't have another confession here, Lopez?
I do not.
Okay. All right. No problem. I was like.
Although I have a mini one.
Okay. Sure.
Like. Go ahead. These are my confessions. I've always wished that I could do my hair like you did yours.
tie, do the
you should try.
The braids.
No, back
braids.
In the day, I could have. Like, you've seen me, pictures of me in middle and high school. I had, like, basically.
You had the Drake.
Basically a fro. Afro. Yeah. Because I do have, well, not now, but I do have very curly hair. And it grew up. I used to have a pick.
Look at you, man.
Yeah, I used to have a pick when I was in high school.
Soul Brother John Lopez.
Yeah, but it was just more like out.
Did you have the pick with the fist on it?
No, I didn't have that one. It was, like I said, it was a green, you know, those plastic regular O's, a green pick that I had. Mostly until like 10th grade.
Lopez was using Murray's.
The lifetime supply, which is one can.
But that's just something, I mean, it's just out of my realm. I mean, I wish, because for those who aren't watching on YouTube, you got your hair did. Yeah.
I did. I sure did. Shout out to Charles Kirkwood on the YouTube, who said the fact that you guys went to insurance prices only proves that you're old enough to have real life problems and issues. Yeah.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's some lunchtime confessions here in the loop. Sports Radio 610. He has a show now. Have to get back and start cracking on DJ. Make sure he feel young. All right, coming up next, let's do our Thursday staple now. Cap or no cap? There's various situations in sports. Are they being for real or nah? We'll talk about that next.